mentioned one interesting thing since we said the two psukim. That if you notice, the first pasuk said Lo yisaynu ishas achiv, and on the second pasuk it said Lo yisaynu ishas amisay. So is there any difference lahalacha between that word and that word? So just kedai to say over the Mordechai, the Bach right in the beginning of Hilchos Ayinah brings down the Mordechai on this. That the Mordechai said that his Rebbe tainted that the Gemara darshins from amisay imshe itcha b'toyro mitzvahs. That he's a Erlich Yid. So his Rebbe said, so the Gemara's mashmat his Rebbe that the Isser of Einoas Dvorim is only if the person is an Erlich Yid, keeps the Torah and is a tzaddik. Like, and which is really, this din is in the Ramah. The Ramah brings that. That the Isser of Einoas Dvorim is only to Yirei Elikim, he calls it. But the reason why it said Achiv by Kesef is because for Kesef, it's even if the guy's not Erlich. Even if he's a Russia, there's an Isser of Oinoas Mamin, but there's no Isser of Oinoas Dvar. Okay, that's what his Rebbe said. And then the Mordechai himself said, I don't think like that, because there's a Gemara that says that Oinoas Dvarim is more Chamor than Oinoas Mamin. And now it will come out the other way. So Memele, he says, either you got to decide that they're both only for tzaddikim, or they're both even for Rishon. But you can't make a difference between the two.
That's well, achicha,
achicha.
Reacha,
well, achicha b'mitzvos, it sometimes says. The word is achicha here.
Right, but...
So what we would need to know is, what do you say? There's lois soinu ishas. Okay, I don't remember that drasha, but okay, let's say. So
there's three words.
There's three words. There's reacha. There's amisecha. What you need to know what each word is.
Why is amisecha and reacha both of the mitzvos?
So what's with achicha? Right. This. So that you see, his Rebbe thought achicha is even if he's a mumer. Yeah. In Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, he goes with. I mean, in Ramah, he paskins that Oinos Dvarim is not by a mumer, and Mele he paskins that there's no Oinah of money either by a mumer.
Mostly, he wasn't both.
He goes that way, both that way, like that way of the Mordechai. He shouldn't be right. He goes with that, and he goes that way that they're both.
If he's not a mumer.
Right. It seems like Klor. If he's until he's a mumer, there's both. That's Klor. And even if he's not the biggest. A fine Jew. Somebody here, whoever you can't say Lashon Hara on, you can't say Einoas Dvarim, and you can't do Einoas Mamon. The shahs if the guy is a.
Let's say that.
I'm talking about, let's say the guy is a real Michal, you know, a full-fledged Russia, you know, Russia, total. There you have this child. And I rather want to say, it should be Tully, there's this same machliks in Shulchan Aruch. Are you allowed to lend ribis to a Russia? A Jewish guy, are you allowed to lend ribis to a full Michal Shabbos? You know, it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch says yes, and the Ramah says no. So over there in the man, the Omar, who's
maybe the Juba or your
doesn't say that there. Yeah, it's a by Eishes Ish. We have that chumra al menoshani tzaddik, you know. But over there, the Shulchan Aruch says you can lend ribis to a mumer. Ramah says yesh machmir. So over there in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machloikis in two rishonim, the Tur and the Ramban, why you're allowed to lend the mumer a ribis. The Ramban says he's not called achicha. So there you have mamish. The Ramban says that's not achicha. So according to him, I would think it's for sure true what the Chassam say for two. Achim for money, he's not achicha.
It says achicha.
Yeah, so that's noisha. But it also says by ribis.
Los
hashich lachicha. Right, yeah.
But doesn't Gemara there Dafka make a learning out from only to Goyim that you
Well, they, you're right. They, in the Gemara, it doesn't mention Mumer. The Rishonim, it's not just Rishonim. It's, there's a Rishalmi, Tosis and Abu Dazar.
Because it may not be a mitzvah, but the Mumer is the Mumer.
That, I hear. That could be also. There's a mitzvah to Agai. But the it starts from a Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi. It says mitoich shekilkulu maaseyem. They allowed you to lend ribis. Tosis quotes it in Avodah Zarah. So that's the big makor of this thing that you can lend ribis to a Rasha.
But that Yerushalmi was referring to Goyim, right?
No, Jews.
No,
Jews. The Yerushalmi is mamish on Jews.
Oh, okay.
That's what Tosis brings from the Yerushalmi. And that's what the Mechaber holds. That's what the Mechaber goes with that shita.
And nowadays we have.
Do you have a real mumer? Well, I mean, the guy who's born from and he mamish became a full Rasha, Pashtus, he's a mumer. You know, a guy, you could say Tinik Shanishban, guys that didn't know better, and so on, but, you know, a regular guy who really was Erlich, and then he came off the Derech. Okay, so exactly. Saying Liman Tzchus, I don't know. You have to get another shir about
the practice. The Maisa, I think people are marked as one of them. You get a head risk.
Even anybody, even if the guy's a mumer. Well, most of the people aren't usually off the derech guys. They're usually maybe born up Tinuk Shanishban thing. So then, for sure, you have to get. Anyways, I'm sure we're chayshuf
the Ramah.
Yeah, the Ramah says that you can't lend a mumer anyway. So I'm sure we're chayshuf the Ramah. Okay, so anyways, that was just since we brought down the word Amisecha and Achicha, so just to say over from his Rebbe of Mordechai, he made a Dik Lahalacha from that Dik. Okay, but anyway.
So isn't there another reason why? Because also Kakum of Aldebar is a Mumer.
Yeah, okay, but what do you want to make out of that? That should be a Heter? But I'm saying, when we say it's ka'akum, the chol
devar. That's the chumre and the kul. So now it's a mitzvah.
One second. Nobody holds, except for the Mordechai and Yevamis, that a guy who's a mumer is a guy. Nobody holds that a guy who's a mumer can't make kedushin, and is a chveis, what else is a means somebody's a Jew? A chveis, a mumer lahach is vade kedushin. It's a gemara. The gemara says in Sanhedrin, harehu kiyisrael l'chol dvar. Mumer, that's the main gemara. Where, except for the Mordechai and Yevamis who brought down a shita that says a mumer lahach is a goy, and he says, and his kedushin is nish kedushin. He says, it says in the gemara beferish that a mumer's kedushin is kedushin. That gemara means because what you said, because we're chayshish maybe the tshuva at that minute. But if you would know that he really didn't, he would be a goy. And he immediately wants to make a heter lemaisa. That's what the Mordechai is saying. That if, let's say, a lady needs yibum, right? Her husband dies, and the only shvager is a mumer, and he has no interest at all to do it, right? So you might say, she's a guna for life. She'll never, don't worry, he's a goy. If your shvager's a goy, you don't need yibum. You go, shalom. You're okay. That was the Mordechai. He's the only one that has to be a real lahachis. Like in those days, a real guy was a mashumid.
It's not so matzui a lahachis.
It isn't so matzui.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, but Israelis.
Yeah.
You got the matzah.
Okay, a real.
They make dal kaisis on beer.
Okay, so Al Kaponim.
Why are they making dalakaisis at all?
Yeah, right.
Just lahachis.
Lahachis, no, I'm here. That's so much.
Okay, so anyways, that was the Zaytiga thing that we said. Again, just to finish up the Zaytiga thing. Either you have one sheet, the Mordechai's Rebbe made a chilek, achicha, misnecha. The Mordechai holds they go together both ways. And then we're mentioning that some Rishonim said that achicha excludes a mumer by ribis, so probably excluded here too. Okay, now, getting back to the main topic. Oino. There are three kinds of oino. The oino means jipping, yeah, that you're charging more than the price, than the right place. Later we'll get into how you know what's the price. But before, assuming there's a certain price, right? There's less than a shtus, exactly, and more, right? The less, exactly, and more. The Gemara says, less pachas mishtus, kana. If you were made oinah less than a shtus, the person's kana, and you can't have any. That's it. It's over.
It doesn't mean there's no issue.
Oh, that's exactly. We'll get to that in a second. The middle one is kana. The deal is final. Umachzer inah, right? You can mon back if you want the money back. You can ask for it back, and more than a shtus is batel mekach. The whole sale is null and void. The person can, if he wants, he could take back the whole deal, and the whole thing's off.
Shtus is 1/6.
Shtus is a sixth. Okay, now there's a lot of details in each and everything, how you measure a sixth and all that, but that's the words, at least the words. Less than a shtus is kana, and you don't get any money back. The middle level is you can ask for the money back, and more than that, you could even undo the whole deal. Okay, so now we'll do one by one. Just got through the three levels to get the basics. Level number one, less than a shtus is kana, and you can't ask for any money. Rosh writes in Hazov and Simon Chaf, I'm not sure pshat in this Gemara. Is the pshat in the Gemara that it's mutter to do this? And what would be the svara, he says? Why would it be mutter to jip somebody less than a sixth? Because that's how business works. And he says there's a lot of times that, I should mention something which is important. Jipping works both ways. It's an avera for the store to jip me. And it's the same avera for me to jip the store, meaning if I convince the store, or let's say the store doesn't know something, and or it doesn't have to be a store, it could be just two people on this. Both ways is loisainu, either way. And it's the same thing, a sixth either way. If I jip you by underbuying or overbuying, it's all two-way street. So since there are times that people are interested to pay a little extra, or sometimes people are interested to sell for a little less. So that's what, in business, so maybe it's mutter. Oy dilma, it's a full lav, even when it's less than a sixth. Even when it's less than a sixth, it's still a full lav. And it's only pshat that we say that b'dieved, that you're over the lav, the guy's going to be meichel you, and mimela, he can't ask you because we assume he was meichel you, the money. But avada, the lav is there. This is the Rosh's suffix, and he doesn't know an answer. And he writes, V'yirei shamayim yetze shneim. And this is what is the din in Shulchan Aruch. It writes over that rush. Mamash hazoi, tzarich in, or I forgot, yesh lihistapik, or some word like that. We're not sure. And Memelis Ma says, V'yirei shamayim yetze shneim. What does that mean? He says, what that means is that you should be machmer on either end of the deal. If you're the jipper, don't do it. But if he did it to you, be moichel him, because lamaisa, what are you going to gain if you're not moichel him?
You can't get the money back anyways.
So, okay, that's what he says. Now, there are two rishonim that take sides on that. The Rosh says, I don't know. The Ramban says, it's vada yasser. And the Chinuch says, it's mutter. The Chinuch says, at the end of the mitzvah, Shin Lamed Zayin, that the reason why it's mutter is because you have to have business running, and people won't get supply you if they always have to be so exact, and that's mutter. The Ramban says it's aser, but in order to know this Ramban comes a very important Ramban. It's right in Chumash. The Ramban is in Chumash, and everyone brings it. All the Paisik can bring this Ramban right here in Parsha, which is a very chashuv Ramban. The Ramban is really saying a pshat in the psukim. The psukim in Bahar are talking about v'chi simkru bimkar la'mesecha ikonim yad mesecha al toinu yesh ish asachim v'mispar shonim achar hayoivel, right? Tikne meis ha'mesecha, right? V'mispar shnei tvus yimkar loch. And then it says l'fi reiva shonim, l'fi ma'oita shonim, and all that. Now we all know the Gemara that there are three things that are excluded from Oinah. Avodim, Shtaris, Karkois. Right? There's no Oinah for these three things. So now how do you read the Chumash? Yeah. Ramban brought me a good kasha. That I woke up when I saw the kasha. The whole thing is about Karka. How could it be that there's no Oinah by Karka? And he says, look, he read, look in Rashi, he says. Rashi says, what's the no? That it was only this many years from Yovel, and you cheated him, and he didn't realize that it's all about kak. So the Ramban, it must be, according to Chazal, you make like a sakina harifa. Yeah? V'chisimkru mimkor la misecha ekonomi yara misecha. The Chazal darshin, from hand to hand, it was metaltalin. Al toinu ishes achiv. Stop. Psik. Then, lefi rev ashanim, nu sugya. Now we're on karka. That's what the Ramban says. But he says, it's a chiddush that we're going to do that. In other words, the pashtus, it's all about one thing. So because of this, Ramban wants to say a yesoid gadol. He says, the answer is Chazal have two worlds. The world of lav and the world of mamoina, of returning the mamon. As far as the lav of loy, don't do it. Avada, everything is bechlal. Money, karka, everything's included, less than a shtus. It's all a lot. Then there's a second sugya of returning money. Over there, we exclude less than a shtus, and we exclude karka. Why? Why are they equal? Because these are two things where people are moichel. People are moichel less than a shtus by metaltalin because it's so little. And by karka, people are moichel even more than a shtus because of different reasons that they give. Either because karka is a thing that lasts so long, you'll eventually make your money. Or because karka is a very hard thing, people all the time, it goes up and down a lot. So people are moichel karka just like they're moichel less than a shtus. So memela, that's the Ramban's mahalach in the thing. And he says memela, it's very meduyik in the words in the pasuk, because he writes, what's the pshat? In the beginning, it starts off, v'chisim kru mimkar la misecha, oikonim yara misecha. So as we said, Chazal said that that's metal, because it says miyar. But he says, it's also, if you noticed, v'chisim kru, right? The lashon is a lashon rabbi. Then it says also, loisainu, right? That continues on in the lashon rabbi. But then all of a sudden, when it gets to the next pasuk, the mispar shani machar yevol tikne loch tarbe, everything switched to a yachid. So he says Chazal were makabel biremizos haTorah, that the Torah is trying to say, first I want to include two sellers, the metalpling man and the karka man. And the Torah told all of them, v'chisim karu mimkar, whether you're selling miyad or you're selling the karka, loy sainu, there is a lav. Then the pasuk limited it to a one-lane thing, tikne, everything one, which is on the karka, to divide the karka from the metaltlin. So what for? From here, Chazal learned out that for the monetary returning of the money, this will only be by metaltlin, but by karka, there won't be any returning of the money.
Why the psukim by karka, then?
So the psukim and the karka are off of the Indian of paying, and they're just saying about
how you do it.
How you do the Rav Hashanah. Right. That's what's being hinted in the pasuk.
Isn't there two kinds of a takat? That was a nor. There's a nor of shtus, as you spoke about.
Right.
And that's based on a shar, which applies to metalton, not the karka. And there's also a nor based on yovel, which is a whole different area. So the Torah is only addressing the nor by karka when it comes to yovel. But when it comes to everything else, that's the
shahr that's based. Well, there is a shahr for karka too. There could be a set price that.
There's no market.
Why is there a market for real estate?
It changes all the time.
Something has to
not necessary.
It goes up.
Not changes every day.
Gold, commodities change every day. Every 10 minutes. Oil, everything.
Class A, Class B,
Class C. It's
not a cap.
It's
not a cap.
It's not a cap.
It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap. It's not a cap.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that in Ola Karkois is even by Yoivel too. Yeah.
What?
Even when there was Yoivel, I think there was in Ola Karkois. Yeah. Because even Schiris Karkois is in Ola Karkois.
Wasn't there some? Even Schiris. There's a point in which there is a Nova Karkois.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is a Machalekis, and we're going to get to that in a minute about how much is the most.
So this Karka is only in Eretz Yisrael?
No. Anywhere.
No, this is anywhere.
Karka anywhere in the world. So Bikitzer, any Karka, there's no money. Oh, you know, the Ramban is the splitter between money and lav. And the Ramban says the lav is always hakol bakol mikolkol. Whether it's less than a shtus, karka, not karka, everything is the lav. Well, there's no malchus, the Rishonim say, because it's nitin latashlumin. But otherwise there would, but there isn't because of that reason. Okay, so now that's Ramban. So you hear? So now we just got through class one under a shtus. Under a shtus, monetarily you get no refunds. 3 days about the aveir. The Ramban says yes lav, Chinuch says no lav, and the Rosh says Safik, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Safik. Okay, now level number two. If it's exactly a shtus, then the deal is final, but you can ask for your money back. Zok the Pnei Yeshua in Dafn and Vav in Hazov. Says, I couldn't find in any Mefarshim where is the Makor that you get your money back. I know it says you can't do it, but where does it say you get your money back? So, now before we say any more, don't forget, the Ramban has a thing. We got a thing from the Ramban. The Ramban said that since the Torah wrote plural and then it wrote singular, that shows us that you get your money back. So that's an answer.
According to the Ramban, why not Bachas B'shtus? How can the Ramban do
B'shtus? Well, he says that he writes in the same Ramban right there in Bahar, he says that any Chazal assumed that by things which the person was Meichel, he was Meichel. And less than B'shtus is assumed that the guy's Meichel or Karka is Meichel. In other words, really there also, you should get your money back. Like, right? He's just saying that Lamai said we assume the guy's Meichel. That's basically what he says. Oh, there are some Macharini that ask that as a Kasha. Yeah. I mean, the Gemara says it's Mahani. The Gemara says Kana. They ask, why don't we say Loi Mahani? I don't remember now the answer. They ask the Kasha. I think Mechaz Chinuch maybe brings it.
But that would be a Dera to be Tarsus Nei Shua. You don't need a special...
You can't use it Lamaith to Tarsus because the Din is Kana. The Din is Kana. You can't... You know, it's a kasha on the right. So the Bnei Yeshua's Mechadish, he says he wants Mechadish at Teretz, but really Kvar Kodmai Atur. The Torah writes this Teretz. He says, since the Torah said you're not allowed to do this, it becomes like Gezel and it goes into Veheshiv Asagzeil. Okay, that's what he wants to do in Mechadish, which is really Mamish often a Torah. That is what the Torah writes.
But that's very strange. Because Hashem is like
Zayla
is the end. It's not.
Well, worth of something. I'm saying the din. It says with Farish in the Gemara that let's say the Zayla got burnt up, yes. You have Hashem Zayla on the money.
Right.
So that so type.
If you have the object,
right. You don't find by a knot a din of the end like you would find by a din of the end.
Oh, that's what you mean. Right. You don't have to give that thing back,
L'chayr. Because it's not the extra money.
Right. Even if the guy gave me a thing, let's say the guy says, I'll give you this for like 10 cans of soda or something, right? And you wouldn't have to give that can of soda back. But I'll explain why.
Because it represents a value.
The Torah never meant it's regular gzela.
Right.
It says in the Gemara, kana. I'm kana, it's mine. It just means that, like, there's veheshiv as a gzela.
They're stelling to the mumminess of the veheshiv.
Exactly. Only, exactly. It's
and
only...
The be'en is only the isser.
That's right. It's not...
I just understood.
Well, not the
I'm not smart enough to think.
It's not, right? Bekitzer, it's not the full gzela, that's for sure. Like Rav Chaim wrote in a different place. Rav Chaim in the Al-Rambam, he said, Akasha, he said, if it's true that you give back... The oinah, So it comes out, if you're going to say, so that part is stolen. So if so, the deal should automatically be off. Because the guy made up that he's selling it for $100, and you're telling me that Lamaisa, it went through for $80. And I never made up a deal for $80. So how can you force on me an $80 sale when I told the guy a $100 sale? So Dr. Chaim Weiss says that it's a $100 sale. And now you got to give back 20 of the dollars of the sale, but the sale remained a $100 sale. So you see, it's not that kind of gzela like you stole $20 from him. It just means that the money which you acquired is like gezel money and you have to give it back. Okay, fine. So bekitzer, that is stage number two. If we want to know the answer to Tnei Yeshua's question, where does it say that you must give back the shtus? So either you have the Pnei Yeshua with the tour, it's considered Veheshev as a gzela, or you have a Ramban that it's hinted in the Pasuk of Loisan with the Rabbim and the Yachid that you have to give back the money. Okay, that's level two. Then we'll go to level three, if it's more than a shtus. If it's more than a shtus, the din is the whole deal is a mekachtos, and the whole deal is null and void. So here is a very famous chakira. Reb Reuven has a siman on this chakira. What is the pshat in more than a shtus? Is it mekachtos? Is the pshat that this is totally not related to the whole sugya in Parshas Bahar? And it's just a svara ba'alma. Just like every other mekachtos is a svara ba'alma. When I sell you something which is broken, or I do any other toast, we know that it's a mekachtos. So Chazal are saying, if it's over a sixth, it's a svar ba'alma, that Avada, the guy is making a mistake, and he is gypped, and it's a mekachtos. Oidilma, the din of Yoiser Mishtus is batal, is hilchus oino. It's another one of those monetary dinim that are in the parsha of oino itself. That's the chakira. And he ends up saying it's a machlokes rishainim, and the pashtus is that it's a shaila in the Gemara. It's really a machlekas in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, karka ain't lo yoino. So the Gemara says, does karka also, do you mean that karka doesn't have shtus? Or do you even mean that karka doesn't have yeser mishtus? For sure, karka doesn't have the din of shtus. If you cheated, gypped someone on karka a sixth, you don't have to give him back a penny. But the Gemara says, how about if you gypped him yoiser mishtus? Do we say, bitol mekach yesh lohem, or bitol mekach ein lohem? So Rashi explains, what's the question in the Gemara? Should you say that since karka was excluded from oino, so it's even excluded also from yoiser mishtus? So if I gypped him out a quarter, it's excluded from that as well. Oidilma, more than a shtus, says Rashi, is tamazoya mekachtos. Just like if you sold him wine instead of beer. And memela, even though a karka is excluded from oino, but more than a shtus is tama mekachtos. So maybe that should apply. And the Gemara has a machlekas about this. So pash, this chakira is a Gemara. And lamaisa, the halacha, we paskin that karka is excluded, and even a quarter or a third is also a good deal, and he can't get back his money. So according to that, we would be poishate that more than a shtus is a oino dikadin. According to that, it's in the parsha of oino. Now that's even a little harder to know. Where do we see in the parsha of oino two levels? L'chayra, if it would be that the level of more than a shtus is algemein azach, so very good. So in the parasha of Oino, it says, Kono umachzer Oino, and this, that's more than a shtus, is tam batal, is a svar ba'alma. But if you say that it's in the parasha of Oino itself, so where do we see in there two types, that this is Kono umachzer Oino, and this is entirely batal? So that is tzorichin. I don't have the answer to that question. How do you know that? If on that side that it's in Oino, where do you see that extra level?
Is Yovel related to Oino refundable or not?
Yovel
related
that what happened, I cheated him because it was closer. That would go, there's no special section for that. If it's more than a sixth, it's like more than a sixth. If it was a sixth,
so
it's like...
Karka would not be refundable?
My karka wouldn't be refundable, right.
Even if he cheated based on the number of years of the remaining...
Right. It would be whatever, right. We go with all the... If it was a real mekachtos, it would be a real kachtos. Then it's like the same, nothing special.
Same as regular.
Okay, so now we got done with the basics. Three levels, under six, six, more than six, went through the thing. Okay, now we'll get to as many shals as we can. So, Lamaisa. So I think the most, first and foremost one, which I think is like the most important, is something which is very unclear, which is how do you measure, let's say you want to sell something in a store, right? So now, as we're saying, a Yerusha Mayim shouldn't even overcharge any amount, right? Even less than a sixth, causes some Rishayim, Rosh, Safik, if it's Issur
D'Oraisa. So what's called overcharging?
So what's overcharging? Yeah? This is the most unclear thing. What's called overcharging?
He couldn't be a storekeeper.
He did it. He had a store for a lot of... His wife had a store, but he was very, very makbid.
Does he write about it? Does he have...
I don't know. There is some... There's no safer from the Chavetz Chaim about it and all that. I don't think. There are things, though. There are mechtavim. I saw, some of... He has some things here and there, but no, like, whole hilchus. So I'll just say over what's written... The main thing I'm going by is the Sefer Pischei Choshen from Rabbi Yankel Bloy, who he was like the big Choshen Mishpat, and I'll say over what he says and the Aruch HaShulchan. It's like this. The main thing where it all starts from is a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef had a kasha in Siman Reish Tes. It's not even in Hilchas Ayinah. It's in the Halachas of Mechira, Davar Shel Balaylam, and things like that. Where it said a case that a person sold somebody something. He said, I'm selling you this pile of chitim. And they didn't know exactly how much chitim there's in there. So the Rambam says, the kinyan is chal. But there's hilchus ayinah. If it came out that the charge that I sold it for doesn't shtim with the amount of chitim there really is, there's ayinah. So the Beis Yosef writes, it's in hilchus mechir. Beis Yosef writes, but there's another case, a story in Bav Metzia, in hilchus ribis, and it's talking about that I sold you the futures on the wool or the milk of the cow or the sheep. And then the person put down a certain amount of money, and it's your luck. You could lose or you could gain, whatever it is. So state in the Gemara that even if it ends up I gained a lot, because they had a lot of milk that year or a lot of wool, there's no ribis issue, even though I prepaid.
Because it's a cap.
Because it's either or.
Right.
Since it could be lost or gained, it's okay.
It's an investment.
So Frek the Beis Yosef Akasha, he says. Heinach, that the Gemara matered mitzad ribis. But why wouldn't there be an ayinah issue here? Just like the Rambam wrote that if you paid for a pile of wheat and it was unknown. So there's ayinah. So why shouldn't unknown wool or milk get into ayinah?
One's a mistake. One's a mistake. In other words, he calculated incorrectly. But the other thing, he knows he can't figure out exactly.
Oh, you're saying, that's what I would answer, what you just said.
Yeah.
But the Beis Yosef didn't answer that. I want to say what you said. The Beis Yosef says, Vaistos, that wool and milk was something that had no known shar. There was no set amount. Okay? Memela, there's no ayinah on things that don't have set sale prices.
But the shiloh there isn't a shar. The shiloh is the amount of it's going to produce.
No, the money that
it's the quantity. It's not.
the suffix there in that deal is not the shahr. It's what's going to actually
how much of it, how many pounds?
Yeah, it's going to be good year.
I think what he's trying to say is an artist. Let's say right. Let's say
to do with the shahr, whether there was good shahr or not a shahr. The bottom line is the suffix.
It's not that there's no shahr. There's no shahr for the future because it's supplying the demand. If there's a big load.
I'm not even talking about the world. I'm talking about this particular cow. You don't know whether this cow is going to produce a lot of milk.
Right. But that's not
relative with the shahr.
But that would
the shahr is based on the world. My ASIC is this cow going to produce or not? There could be no milk in the world, and this could be a great cow, or it could be pumfa cow.
Okay, but that didn't bother Beis Yosef though, because let's say what's the Beis Yosef's cash? He's saying it turned out that it made. I thought I was going to be getting 50 pounds. It came out that there was 70 pounds of wool, right? So now it ends up. He only got $3 a pound instead of what he thought, $4. And for the Beis Yosef, you're right. He got gypped. It went down to $3, but there's no I know because there's no shahr for how much dollars each pound costs. So he only got three.
It's only based on the result.
Right, but I'm saying, but that's not a real shahr. The shahr is how much he'll get per pound. The suffix here isn't how much he'll get per pound, it's how many pounds will actually
be created. But you can't claim a oinah issue if we can turn it into that I paid you the right. I'll say, good, so I paid you the right amount because I paid you $3 every pound.
Is it, if you use the word shahr for milk and
yes, he says Giza v'chol of ein lo shahr. That's I think what he writes.
So what about midas issues?
What about midas?
No, if it's supposed to be 100 pounds, only 70 pounds.
No. That's even 1 inch off is already totally bottle the whole mekach. If you say I'm giving you 70 pounds, and you gave him 69.5 pounds, bottle.
Okay, the whole
thing's bottle.
That's midas.
Right, by me this. Right. But here, we didn't say any number of pounds because nobody knew anything. I just said, whatever it will be.
Whatever it will be.
This is a gamble issue. I would gamble. Right. And by gambling, you say a person is not Michael. So it doesn't really mean to give a bid.
This is the risk you take.
You're asking me, Tom, why don't you say asmach the problems?
Right.
I hear. That's another kash. The Achron asks, why isn't there asmach the problem here? That's another kash.
What's he being saying?
Beis Yosef didn't ask us that. He asked us.
Right. But it's mamish.
Right. So hopefully we can get to that shaila also.
All right. So let's
anyways, okay, I'll try to do one.
Trained it. Yeah.
Every single thing is a huge sugya by itself.
I know my ferret is better than your ferret.
So the Beis Yosef, he came up with this klal that if there's no set shahr, there's no einah. Okay? That's how he got it. From that Gemara. Okay. Now everybody over there argues on the Beis Yosef. The Shach says it's not shver, and the Tas says it's not shver. And they all say a bunch of reasons. They said, first of all, who told you that the amount of wool or milk was so much? It was over a sixth more. You're asking a kasha. What's your whole kasha? That the Gemara said it's mutter because of ribis, but it's going to be oino. How do you know it was oino? Maybe it was less than a sixth. And so on. In other words, they don't want to agree with this klal of Yotza Hashar. But the Beis Yosef. I hear. You're saying if you would say there's usser like that, I was thinking that. Maybe the Beis Yosef holds it's still usser. Yeah.
The Gemara would have been mechalik.
It would have said at least, here. Okay. That's what the Beis Yosef, okay. So now, based on this Beis Yosef, that's Lo Yatzah HaShar, okay, comes along the Eirich Shai. And he says, what do you do in a case where every store is selling at a different thing?
Like today.
Like today. And that's where we finally hit today. Zok the Eirich Shai, Echalt, as dos is the Beis Yosef, can I get everybody else? The Beis Yosef will tell you there's no einah because that's called lo yatzah shahr. There's no shahr. What's the price? There's no price. So Mimela, there's no problem of einah. Masha Enkin, if you go with all the other ones who argued with the Beis Yosef, they're all going to say there is a problem of einah. Okay? And if you look at Lamoshel and Shevet Alevi, he says, Poshet, and he's not going into this particularly, just as far as the Machlekes Beis Yosef and everybody, the din is like everybody else. Because everybody argues on the Beis Yosef. So oy bezoy, it comes out according to the Erech Shai that there is a problem of oyna. There is a problem of oyna in today's stores. Okay, now the pisre.
How can you buy?
How could you? You mean because maybe I'm cheating
deal.
Him?
Yeah, you're getting a better deal. He's selling a dozen like 50 cents. He's selling
okay.
75.
So fine. So there.
Everybody accepts the error.
And how about the other way? How can the stores sell? Oh, that's also a question.
Yeah, but I'm the.
Yeah, more to get from me.
Everybody says the Erev Shai. I mean,
no, not everybody sounds like the Erev Shai.
You could say that the Beis Yosef said only a Giza and Cholov. That's what I was asking Rebbe.
Oh, all right. That's his thing. The Erech Shai, if you say Lo Yetzer Shar, this is also Lo Yetzer Shar. Well, what does it mean? What does Lo Yetzer Shar mean?
First of all, it depends on the times also.
Okay, but Yosef isn't saying it's kind of
dumbership of minion.
Well, because it's not a chayik. We're talking about
it. It's a mitzvah. You can see with your eyes.
Lo Yetzer Shar means Lo Yetzer Shar. You don't have to have a...
Because he says the words Lo Yetzer Shar.
Right, because he says... That's what... So now the thing is like this.
I don't understand stuff.
The Pisrei Choshen, he like seems to go more like that Erech Shai. So he's in like trying to figure out. So that means every store can't charge what they want. So the first thing he's trying to figure out is, so what is the oyna? I mean, so what is the amount that the store could charge? Right? If you're saying that we machmer, that im lo yotzer shar oyna, so what's the oyna? So he's not sure. He says, maybe you have to think average. And that's called the price. Like you go, the stores are selling from there to there, all the different stores.
No,
go to the average.
First find the average.
Then find the average. And then, right,
there's four levels. There's mutter, usser, where it's chayzer, and then the whole thing is butter.
The mutter.
So mutter is going to be the average.
Mutter is going to be the average. Right.
Okay.
Any over the average till a six will be that Yerusha Maim area.
So literally 1 penny over the average.
One
is
penny,
be usher.
Right?
That's right.
So that sounds impossible. Sounds impossible. So right, it sounds impossible. That's exactly what I think.
Besides, the price has changed. The price has changed.
6% profit. That's it. 6 2/3% profit.
But that's still be us, sir.
That would
still be us, sir.
If you're higher than
still in this,
the other.
No.
Up to six is us, sir. You just don't
right.
have
he
to be
higher
than
that. Would, in words, according to the Beis Yosef, it's taka mutter, because it's lo yetzer shar. But we're machmer for the others, that lo yetzer shar is still enough. So how do you find how to do it? So he says, maybe you go by the average, and that's the mutter line. Anything over there is us. And then the same thing would be for us, right?
But
anything under would be mutter.
But again, Rebbe is doing this all based on
would be
price.
For me, I mean.
Based on price, not cost.
Right, on price, not
price,
cost.
Not cost.
Not cost. Price.
Huh?
Cost is 100%. Profit you could have. That's not a problem
profit
at all. You can make any amount of profit. It could be $1 million profit.
As long as everyone's
charging the same
thing.
Okay. So, Lemaise, you can see that he's like very uncomfortable.
Against the law. That's what he said.
That's what I just said. We're breaking federal
right.
law.
Collusion.
Okay, so.
Hello, but if you.
But if it costs
if
5 cents,
you
can't charge $5.
That's price fixing. It's literally the definition of price fixing.
You mean if everyone has to do.
Store say, listen, I'm not allowed to sell it for more than this. I'm supposed to, let's sell it for 57 cents, right? So that's also, you can do that.
So, I'm going to skip straight to what I think, because there's a lot of things in between, but what I think is what it says in the Aruch HaShulch. That's what he says. So, I'll just say, you see he's very uneasy, so, like, everything's also then. So, he tries to find, like, all kinds of coolers around that in this case you could get a heter, in that case, but it doesn't cover all the cases. What I think is Aruch HaShulch. The Aruch HaShulch comes in like this. He says, state in the Rosh, that he wasn't sure... Is this regular business? And how did the Rosh explain that's regular business? Because on Mol, there is a person who would want to pay a little more. And on Mol, there's a person who would sell for cheap. Or maybe it's us. Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, make a dik. Ad kan loy mi boye le'le ha'Rosh. only when it's a theoretical thing. That amol, there is a person that would want to spend more, or amol, there is a seller who would want to spend less. But if it's kavua, that there are people who are selling more and less, like today, pshita, it's mutter. And the Mela, the whole thing's mutter.
No, one second. Just like karka?
No. Then every price is not called a no, because all the prices...
So what is the baseline to figure out the shtus, according to the Aruch HaShulchan?
So according to him, yes. What I understand is it means you take all the stores, and the Oino only starts from below the cheapest store and above the highest store. Anything in the stores is all fine. Wow. That's how I think comes out according to Aruch HaShulchan.
Okay. So as long as you have a store...
So as long as you have a store which counts... Then that's it.
Whatever you charge is good.
Yeah. The only thing which I don't know is like I hear. That's what he says. Now the Uncle Bloy brings it, and he says, "I don't know. I guess the Aruch HaShulchan is going with the Beis Yosef."
Right. That's what.
Because well, I don't. Right. That's what he writes. Now that's where I want to say Nisht can't be. How could the Aruch HaShulchan just fly off to the Beis Yosef? There's a Shach and a Bach and a Tazen, and nobody agreed with the Beis Yosef. You think he just fell asleep and he woke up on the Beis Yosef's island? I mean, where's everybody? No, the pshat is that the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that when you have a community that's based on stores, then the Shar is all the stores. That is Yotzo HaShar. It's just a big shar. He's trying to say the Beis Yosef is in a case where there's no community with stores selling milk and wool from $1 to $1.53. It's no shar. Everyone just did whatever they did. There was no set.
There's no minimum.
But if he's saying that everyone would agree here. It's
mutter. There's a minimum and a maximum. That's the shar.
Right. That's what I think is pashut.
And
so, anyways,
nowadays with like Amazon and the internet, so you can do anything you want. So, or is it the same kind of thing?
You mean, is that called like a set store? You mean that every guy can do anything?
Right.
You're saying so that I hear. I don't know. I hear that. I don't know how far to go with the Aruch HaShulchan. How far? There's every guy is a store. Then there's endless. I don't know how far to go. I could only go as far as what he said. He said if there are moichrim, there are set stores in the city, and that's, then every price is fine.
What about the guy in the Chol Yon who sells candy, but really he's only a money changer?
Right. You do need to know where to, ad kam ad vor magim, but at least a regular normal store. You have a bunch of stores, regular normal stores, that is Maruch L'Aruch HaShulchan. So you have 2 days, that's what I'm just saying. The Erech Shai, with the Pischei Choshen seems to go with that, is that no. You have to really be machmer, mamish, average price. Anything more could be a problem, though you know. Or you have the Aruch HaShulchan, all stores are okay. Okay, that is number one. I don't have time to do too much more. So let's pick out one. All right, this is a little one. I'll just say this one.
Make sure it's a cooler. It's getting harder and harder.
Okay. The karka din. We said before that the din is, okay, as far as karka goes, there's no oino. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that means even if you sell a dollar for $1,000, it deals good. Yeah? And rental is the same as buying. Okay? Ramos says, Yesh Machmirin, only up to half. Only up to half, and there's machlekas if it's exactly half or a drop under half, right there, but around
what's
half.
What's a rental?
Rental, all sale, those go together. Sale and rental goes in one package.
So what's
according to Shulchan Aruch Mechaber, any price is deals final. According to the Ramah, the only up to half. Double is already bitul mekach, double for rental or for sale. Lemaisa, there's a big argument in the Poskim, who to Paskin Ladina, and the last ones, like the Pesach Tshuva and later, all say it blibes a sfeika Ladina. We don't know how to Lemaisa go between the Ramah, it's Rishonim, and we don't know what to do. So what does that mean, Lemaisa? So Zokter...
We had Rishar, and we looked to be some karka to say.
Oh, well, I guess there's such a thing as a real estate value.
You get it appraised.
Right.
Appraisal's not a shark.
Yep, they look for similar sharks.
Comparables.
Appraisal's not a shark.
Comparables, thank you.
I hear. If there is no way of saying what it is, then there isn't. But if there's a way of saying... So now, what that means, lemaisa, is like this. That if the seller got gypped double, this Harbi Kveir explains what the din will be. If the seller, he sold it for too little, he underdid by half, he'll always get his thing back because he's the marikama. So whenever you have a suffix, he'll get his thing back. But if I, the buyer, pay double, I'm finished. Yeah, it's only if I didn't pay yet, I won't have to pay you. Because I'll be able to claim I'm keeping my money because it's a mekachtos, and I'll be on the muzik. But once I paid, I won't be able to do it. However, as we said earlier, a lav he got. Because the Ramban said that he got a lav even by karka, even though there's no ino in the money part, but he did a aveira of loisainu, and the sma adds in that even if you hold that not like that Ramban, the Tosfos Ashita is that there's no lav of loisainu on karka, you'll get the lav of inos dvorim. Because cheating a guy like that is at least as bad as hurting with any other thing that you said. So Mimela, it will be the lav of inos dvorim. That's what it says in the sma, b'shem the marshal.
Or the guy in shul tells him what a bad deal he got. That's
for sure. Also, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, I guess we got to stop there. Okay, you got at least one shayla in. He does, yeah. He has.
Thank you. I have a client and.